Hi everybody, my name is Sarah, and okay, take it easy on me. This is my first time making a podcast ever. I am recording from Tucson, Arizona. It is 11:47 in the morning. So, I have been doing a lot of thinking, and I'm not an expert or anything, and I haven't even got the equipment that I would really like to have for starting a podcast. But so far, this is how I'm starting. The title of my podcast is going to be My Life, My Truth. And when I say my truth, I don't mean my version. I mean the actual truth about me that I know is the truth. Okay, let's start. So, in order for this to work, and this is how I'm going to be doing my podcast, is that my life is going to be just that, about me, from beginning to right now. Now, many of you know me, whoever is going to watch this or listen to it, many of you truly know the wonderful person and mother that I am. We all have our moments, yes. I'm not just doing this for fun. I'm doing this because I've been wanting to do it for some time. I feel like I have nobody to talk to more than half of the time about things that really go on with me. That I know that I'm not the only one in the world who feels this way about other things or other people. So, I'm going to explain how my life was in the beginning for me. If people's feelings get hurt, I'm so sorry. That is definitely not my intention. But I'm going to tell how I felt about my life, about things I went through, things other people said to me, how I dealt with things, how I did not deal with anything, and just, like I said, there's no blame to other people. There's no blame, like a pity party. There's nothing like that. Just, I'm gonna tell my story, my life, my truth from beginning till now. So here we go. When I was a little girl, the earliest memory I can actually remember was, sometimes pictures help me remember, but I remember my stepdad and my mother getting married. I do actually remember that. I do not remember exactly how old I was, but, I remember bits and pieces about it, especially when I look at pictures. I remember that it was at my aunt and uncle's house on my mom's side. I remember that I was the ring bearer. But besides that, I'm just gonna kind of jump into a little bit more into the future. But before I was a teenager, I was seeing I hate to call him my father because that's not how I see him. But my real father, who is also known as Skip, so that's who I will be referring to him as in this podcast. Skip was my real father. And I was seeing him every other weekend. My mom had me full time, along with how my mom was married to my stepdad at that time. So I did live with my mom and my stepdad, and then I saw Skip every other weekend, and that entire side of the family every other weekend. So, and some holidays, birthdays, and all that. So at first, when I was a little bit younger, I remember having some fun with my cousins and that side of the family, and then bad things happened to me before I hit 13 years old. I'd rather not talk about it, but again, I am trying this podcast to be completely honest. That is my goal for this podcast, for everybody. Every single person out there watching it, I'm sure, wants to know the truth. Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm doing it to my life. And yes, I will be bringing other people into it, but how can you not? How can he tell the truth if it's not the whole truth? So, to continue, my father saw me every other weekend, Skip, and things were good. And then for the little while before the bad thing happened to me, and all I do remember saying is that, or all I remember hearing on that side was everyone, excuse my language, but shit talking my stepdad, because he was a really good person. I see that now. I've seen that after everything bad happened. But Skip and the rest of that side of the family always convinced me, always manipulated me into seeing and believing that my stepdad was the worst guy, was the enemy, was not a good person. I shouldn't ever believe him. I shouldn't allow myself to be close with him. And I was literally being told by Skip, which is my real father, I was constantly being told by Skip that I should not trust or like Jimmy. And I do remember him at times. I remember asking Skip at times, why? Why is he mean? Why shouldn't I like him? And he just said, he had no actual real proof. You know, he would just tell me things like, well, I hear he always fights with your mom and this, this, and that, and he's just not a good person. I don't like him. I got a bad feeling about him, blah, blah, blah. And I was young and very naive and very gullible. Skip and I were never close as father and daughter. He would always kind of distance from me when I was over there. He would never be a good father to me, so I was always spending time with my cousins and, you know, friends close by. We never really had a strong connection. And so I would always go back to my mom and my stepdad's on the Sunday of that weekend I spent with Skip and that side of the family. And when I came back Sunday, I would go to my room, lock myself in there, listen to music, talk to my friends, just kind of be by myself, stuck in my room, feeling like Jimmy didn't like me. And as I got older and I started going over to my other side every other weekend still, it would still be the same stuff. They would always be shit-talking my stepdad. Never my mom, just my stepdad. Again, Skip would always sit there and say how bad he was, but he never had any real proof. He was providing for me and for my mother. And then my brother was born, and he would provide a nice roof over all of our heads. And the thing was that because I was so desperate to want to be needed by that side of the family and feel like I was being paid attention to, I was thinking at the time, honestly, that I had no reason not to believe any of them. You know, like I think I was just so gullible and wanting that love, you know, and attention and acceptance from that side that I was completely blind to the fact that Jimmy, my stepdad, was completely loving, respectful. He didn't have to take care of me, but he did. you know, he knew that my mom had me, and he still stayed in her life and was extremely good to my mother and good to me. He gave me everything I wanted for my birthdays, for holidays, you know, and it was just, and he did. He left me alone. And I always had in the back of my head that voice from Skip and everybody on that side telling me that he didn't, that Jimmy, my stepdad, did not like me. He did not like me because I was Skip's daughter. I always had that coming in the back of my head. You know, Jimmy doesn't like you. Jimmy's the enemy. He doesn't really love you. He's just doing it because he has to. Blah, blah, blah. That's literally how I felt every single time I was at home with my mom and my stepdad. And once my brother was born, I still felt that way. It did not go away until later on in my years where I hit 13. I was like 13 years old when I started to actually realize, hey, I don't think I believe this anymore. You know, I was maturing mentally and physically, 13 years old, and I was still seeing my real, my real father instilled that side of the family back then. But nobody knew this at the time. I was getting physically abused by Skip, and nobody on that side, none of my friends, my mom, my stepdad, nobody knew, because at night, and this I specifically remember because till this day, I have not gotten over it. Excuse me. Sorry, I needed a drink and just to breathe for a minute. But, where did I leave off? I'm trying to make a long story very short here. I'd go to Skip's every other weekend and see that side of my family every other weekend. During the day, when I visited over there, it felt normal. I was having fun with my cousins, the friends I had made while I was over there, my aunts and my uncles, and I had some okay times. And then at nighttime, whenever it came to being night and time for me to go to bed, I shared a bedroom with my younger half-sister. And I know she was younger than 3 years old at the time. The time when I had a stepmother, she would never sleep with Skip. They were always sleeping separately. And I would go in the bedroom knowing, because as soon as I went to the bedroom, I knew it was time for bed. I knew exactly what would happen. Skip physically abused me while I was in bed. And I went to bed every single night being scared to go to bed, to fall asleep. I could not get much sleep over there. I was scared. I did not want to go to the bedroom. I locked the bedroom door every single time. And when I finally fell asleep, I always heard the door being opened. I woke my eyes up for a split second to see how and why and who it was. Turned out it was him. It was Skip. And he always got in the bed behind me. And he physically abused me for years. And I would, every time he touched me, I would get scared. I would cry. There was a whole bunch of fear inside me. And he always threatened me not to say anything, not to make any noise. God, I'm saying this, I'm sorry, I'm reliving it. It's just, okay. That, it went on for years. He made me scared, too scared to tell anyone about what happened. I couldn't tell my mom, I couldn't tell my stepdad, I couldn't tell my best friends at the time, my cousins, and nobody. I was being made to believe by him that no one would believe me. And again, this went on for years, and every time I had to go over there, I was dreading it because I knew what would happen to me. And so, I was in high school when it was still happening, and it was the weekend where I was supposed to actually go over there. And I went to the guidance counselor and told her everything from beginning to end and the reason why I needed to say it now, because I didn't want to keep going through this. I was getting older and realized that it wasn't right, and it was not my fault. I was his daughter, and he was supposed to make me feel safe. And I wasn't safe. And I was getting tired of... I was getting tired of being hurt. I was getting tired of not being able to tell anyone. And the day I told my guidance counselor in school was the day that my life changed. My mom got caught in my school. We talked about everything that happened. And then I had to go see doctors to see if anything. I told my mom about exactly how it happened. And turns out when I had to go to the doctors, there was proof about my insides being bruised by him. And got so much more. And then ended up having to go to court to testify in order to put him in jail where he goes. Prison. And I remember, I can't believe I still remember, I wish I didn't, to be honest. I remember being on the stands, looking down at what was my father, my horrible, horrible father, telling exactly what happened. I didn't want to do that anymore. I felt like I had done it enough. I had told my guidance counselor, I had told cops, I had told my mother. I don't regret any of that. I just felt, the whole time, I just felt so, I just couldn't believe all that happened. I saw the look in my mom's eyes on her face. And when I had to tell the court everything, specifically everything that happened, I was looking right in front of me, and there he was sitting there, just had this dead, blank look on his face. And then after it was done, I had my family from that horrible side tell me that I was lying when there was fucking proof the whole time. It was all that proof from the doctors. Was it gonna say the doctor's a lie? I felt like I had no love and no support from anyone on that side. Do they think that I wanted to be afraid and go over there every other weekend that I had to? I locked the door so I wouldn't get hurt anymore. And he still managed to unlock the door and hurt his daughter the way that he did. And my stepmother then, how could she not have known when he never came to bed? And when she went out into the living room or the kitchen, how could she know that he was not in the bedroom with me, hurting me? Hearing my mouth being like this, and I was screaming and crying. How could she not know? She always told me she never knew. If she did, she would kill him. Yeah. Never happened. And then later, I found out that my little sister, my half-sister from Skip and my stepmother at the time, she was really little, younger than 10 years old. And I found out when I wasn't there that he was also touching her very inappropriately. And I felt horrible because at the time I was like, how did I not know that? He was always hurting me. But when I wasn't there, she was getting hurt by him. How could this happen to both of us? And I just felt like once I went to court and I told about what happened to me tragically, he ended up getting 100 years in prison with 50 suspended, and he's still in prison now. I know that because sometimes I do check his prison and I look up his name just to make sure he did not get let out for doing what he did. And he is still in there. I will never forgive him. I will never forgive that side of the family for thinking that I lied somehow about any of that. That's not what family does. They don't sit there and treat you like you're a liar. Something like that happened? Like, how can they? It just shows you that some family is not good. And I'm gonna take a little break. I need to take a little break. That talking about that really, really wears me out. Like, every time I bring that up, I just see it. This is what my podcast is about. The podcast that I'm making is about me. And I do want everybody to know exactly who I am, because I am still getting accused by different people that I'm a bad person. That I just want to be felt sorry for, and it's not true. It's not true. I want to connect with other people. I truly do. That is what I want. I want to feel like I'm connecting with other people that could have gone through the same things that I went through, and that I'm still going through. That's what this is about. It's not about, oh, I feel sorry for her. I don't want none of that. Okay, if that comes across your mind, then it does, but this is not what my podcast is about. My podcast is about me, about my life from beginning to end, or at least till now, not to the end because I'm still here, but I have been doing this for 24 minutes, almost 25 minutes, and I'm going to take a quick break. And then I will come back on here and we will discuss a little bit more. Thank you for listening.